Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
At any one moment, there is an estimated $1.4 trillion worth of cargo in transit somewhere in the world. Securing, ensuring and protecting that is big business. And that's where my next guest comes in. Overhaul, founded in Dublin by a former Army Ranger, no less, monitors containers and acts on behalf of some of the biggest companies in the world if there are mid-sea break-ins or if stock is overheating. It just signed a major cash injection to grow the business of logistics and security. And Barry Conlon is the chief executive of Overhaul and is joining us from Austin, Texas. Good evening, Barry.
Good morning, Joe.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for staying up to join us. Tell us a little bit more about what Overhaul does.
Yeah, so essentially we secure the global supply chain. Our mission on behalf of large manufacturers of the likes of a cell phone manufacturer, somebody who produces these very, very in demand kind of weight loss drugs, for example, if you're a pharmaceutical company, a lot of concentrated value goes into a container as they're moving around the globe. They might be, you know, manufactured in China. They have to make their way to the United States or Europe. So it's very complex, multimodal, as they call it, supply chain. So it goes from a truck to a boat. It could go onto a train. It could be in a plane. And as all these handshakes are taking place, there's a lot of, I suppose, perceived risk around the fact that when freight stops, it's at risk. And our job in Overhaul is to make sure that, you know, when the vulnerabilities are high, nothing happens, nothing from a negative standpoint happens to the cargo. It gets to its destination intact and on time.
Yeah. Do you physically install devices, monitoring devices, be that cameras or temperature sensors on these containers?
Yeah, sensors are popular. A lot of manufacturers of product will actually insert them at the point of manufacture, so allow us to kind of look at things like humidity, temperature, as you mentioned. Also, you know, when a door is opened, should it be opened there? The shipment is going north, it should be going south. You know, things like that. We monitor in our control towers around the globe to make sure that the standards of care or the compliance factors are being obeyed. When they're not being obeyed, Our system will flag an issue that has to be corrected, brought back into compliance. And that's our job, basically, is to make problems go away before they become issues.
So in other words, if a door is open, there is a risk that theft may be underway or have already happened. And what do you do then? So let's say you notice that a container door is open and it's in the middle of the Pacific or the Atlantic or the Indian Ocean. What happens then?
That wouldn't be such a big problem if it was in the middle of the Indian Ocean. It'd be difficult to get the product off. But if it's happening in Southern California or in Juarez, we know where the container should be opened. And when we see a door opening alert where it shouldn't be happening, that immediately would indicate that there's something nefarious going on. So that might be where you're seeing a condition of the acceleration or the velocity of the vehicle moving is telling you that's probably, unless it's on a movie for Fast and Furious, it probably isn't something that you need to be worried about. But when it's stopped in a location that it shouldn't be opened in, we're immediately escalating to law enforcement to do a well check on that freight to make sure it's okay.
Okay, so does that mean that you get in the example that you've given, does that mean that you get in touch with the port of LA and say, listen, something is afoot?
Yes. Right. So our technology connects us to what we call of outside agencies such as law enforcement. So, example, if you're pretty sure that there's a problem, you've had confirmation that it's a theft, or there's some tampering going on with very sensitive products like, you know, freezing rent, where you might need to bring an engineer in to fix a reefer, for example, which is a temperature controlled container. Mm. What we would do there is have our ability to kind of send that data to, you know, the agency that can fix it. And in law enforcement's cases, it's about dropping, you know, a data package onto a cop's phone who's 5 miles in front of the stolen load is heading in his direction. So he doesn't have to do anything except intercept. You know, we take all the worry, the control, the concern, the what am I looking for, all of that's in the data package. So we can just make law enforcement more effective, and that leads to a rapid recovery. And when you get a rapid recovery, you can put it back into the supply chain. It makes an on-time delivery. So problem solved.
Yeah, and most of your clients like to keep your work for them on the down low, but not all of them. And I presume that you're some of your giant clients are some of the companies that we know every day.
Yeah, household names, technology, pharmaceutical, you know, a lot of AI server infrastructure, for example, is pretty popular right now. It's you know, the companies that are really building the global connectivity that we enjoy today, or healthcare, anything that's seen as in a concentrated state around a container, it's typically of a value that would get noticed if something happened to it. But the biggest problem they have right now in the global supply chain as we see it today, it's so brittle. Mm. You know, you only have to turn on the TV and you see the Houthis in the Red Sea, or the Ever Given gets stuck in the canal, or a bridge in Baltimore. You know, tensions in the Taiwan Strait. There's so much tension and pressure on global supply chains that the problem you have right now is that not necessarily the dollar value of what you might lose is you probably can't replace it. So now you're talking about market share, you know. So it really is, supply chain is now getting the attention of board of directors level. It used to be the sleepy corner of a spreadsheet somewhere. But now supply chain, since COVID, everybody knows about it, and they realize the problems that they see when they go into a pharmacy and there's an empty shelf. You realize the impact, you know, brittle supply chains can have in your daily life. So criminals also see that. They see demand when something's in short supply. They know if they steal that product, based on the fact that we all like to have products delivered to our doorstep. Mm. That's changed criminal behavior in a dramatic way. They know now that they can get full value for that load if they steal it, and that could be millions of dollars. Yeah. And even if they're caught doing it, it's seen as a property crime. And is that really a crime? You know, over in the States, it's not too long since we had a defund the police. So you can imagine the conversations around, well, property crime just means we're in a very pressured situation and prices are high. Mm-hmm. So you're dealing with that kind of like a perfect world for a criminal, which is huge demand and very, very little risk. And this situations like,
and this is why you managed to secure what is over 100 million in investment in the last week or so.
Yeah, we just closed in a round of new equity investment of $105 million. Allows us to make some acquisitions. We've already completed one, a very strategic one for us. We just bought a company called Freight Verify out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is a supply chain technology capability. It will slot very neatly in under our platform and allow us to provide our current customers and net new customers, you know, more products and availability of stuff that's in demand in their current supply chain needs. So, you know, yeah, it's a situation where the market is really leaning into us and we're taking full advantage of it.
And have you met The Edge, who is the chair of Endeavour Ireland? And that's a club that you're also a member of.
I am. I got selected to apply for Endeavour membership, which is a global business development organization. We're lucky to have The Edge as our chairman of the board in Ireland, but you know it's run in Dublin by Aileen, one of our, you know, really really clever business ladies, a strong businesswoman who's running the Endeavour enterprise in Ireland, and it's been an honour to be part of it. It's very very difficult to get into. It's one of the most hardest selections I've ever. I'm a guy who's been in the Ranger Wing, so it's
you can get
a Ranger Wing selection.
It's a bit like Lily's Bordello in 1990 or something like that to get into. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us, Barry. That is Barry Conlon, the chief executive of Overhaul, talking to us from Texas. Now go get some sleep, Barry.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.